Hello, my name is Stephanie Chung. My entire career has been centered around the art of sales. In fact, I'm considered by many to be the high-ticket sales closer. I've been at the top of the leaderboard by selling high-ticket items like private jets, aviation. I'm an award-winning certified executive coach, international speaker, and author. I've been able to coach, mentor, and develop some of the most elite, highest-paid sales professionals in our country. Today, I want to talk about referrals. So often when I'm out speaking or if I'm coaching groups or if I'm spending time with entrepreneurs, the question of referrals always comes up. And so I hope that you find this podcast helpful because I'm going to share with you my tips in regards to how I ask for referrals as well throughout my business. The first thing is, what you have to remember is referrals don't just happen. They don't just happen. We have to purposely make them happen. Whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you are a sales professional, whatever it is, we must make referrals happen. They don't just happen. Think about it. When's the last time that you received a call that basically went, "Hey, I have a friend that uses your product or service and they recommended that I call you and I'd like to buy now." I mean, you may have a few of those calls in your journey as a sales professional or as an entrepreneur, but we certainly don't probably have them enough to rely on that being the strategy on how we get referrals. My mentor, Brian Tracy, often says, waiting for the phone to ring is a lousy marketing strategy. And I would agree with that as well. So we want to remember that if we want a referral, we must purposely, strategically go after them. So here's a couple of statistics I want to share with you just to drive the point home. Statistic number one, 80% of all sales to your company will come from 20% of your current customer base. So 80% of your revenue coming in from the company will come from current customers. And so though I'm a fan, very much a fan of always looking for new business and bringing in new business, we also can't ignore the fact that most of our business is going to come from our current customer base, whether it be that they're buying the product or they're buying more product with us because they've been with us for a while. And so therefore their average spend is increasing year over year over year, or it's because they're referring people to us. But whatever the case is, current customers can't be ignored. They are a big source of our revenue that will come in. Statistic number two, a referral is 15 times easier to sell to than a cold prospect. 15 times easier. So that's something for us to always remember. And then statistic number three, it's been said that a satisfied customer is 10 times easier to sell to than a new customer. 10 times easier. So when you think of these statistics, we know that is confirmation that we must always be looking for business within our own current customer base. So when I share with these tips with you, there's a couple of assumptions I'm going to make. First assumption is this, that you have delighted your customer more times than not. And what I mean by that is that you're constantly exceeding their expectation, that your company or you are over delivering more times than not on your service delivery or your product delivery. So we have to make sure that we're customer centric and we're always delighting the customer and exceeding their expectation. That's an important part of the process when asking for referrals. The second thing that I'm going to assume is that you've built a strong rapport with your customer. And rapport to me is really simple, that the customer trusts you, that they like you, and that they truly believe that you have their best interest in mind all the time. So having a strong rapport with your customer is super important. The fact of the matter is, if you don't have a rapport with your customer, I would venture to say that you probably have no business asking them for a referral. So assuming all those things are intact, they're delighted, they love you, they love the company, they love the product or service that you provide, all of that is strongly, firmly planted. Now, here are the three tips that I use to ask for referrals and the timing that I ask for referrals. So tip number one, ask for a referral before the sale is actually closed. Tip number two, you can always ask for the referral immediately after you've closed the deal. And then number three, you can always ask for the referral throughout the customer lifespan. So as long as they're a customer and you're delighting them and you've got rapport, you can always be asking them for referrals. So let's talk about that and break that down a little bit more. When I say tip number one, ask for the referrals before the sale closes. Well, you know, think about it this way. We know that 80% of all buyers these days, because of the internet and because of so much information being easily accessible, 80% of all buyers will have looked at, studied, researched your company, your product, your industry long before they actually sit down and talk to you, whether it be over the phone or face to face. So the buyer is much more educated these days because of the easy access that they've got to information. So with that in mind, they've done their due diligence when they're looking to see whether your product or service could help them. Because of that, they probably also know other people who are looking for your type of product or service. They've probably got friends or colleagues that they've asked questions about and they've done the due diligence for before they talked to you. So asking them for a referral beforehand would go something like this. You know, Mr. Prospect, although I believe you'll find our product to be exactly what you need, I know it's not always for everyone. So if you find my product or my offering attractive, even if you don't personally have a need for it at this particular time, would you be willing to introduce me to someone you know who you feel does? That's one way that I would ask for a referral before the sale actually closed. Point number two, when we talk about asking for a referral immediately after the sale has closed. Well, we all know that people buy on emotion and then they get their logic to back up the emotional decision they just made to buy. So once the sale is done, and I mean immediately after the sale is done, when life is still bliss, right? Nothing's gone wrong. They love you. They love the product. They love your company. They're just super excited. So that's when we want to work with them on referrals because, quite frankly, that's when the emotion is really high. So you could say something like, you know, Mr. Customer, thank you so much for your order. I know that you're going to be pleased with your new, you know, whatever it is. Let me ask you, can you recommend anyone else who you feel might need this particular product or service, etc.? That's one way that I ask for a referral once the sale has immediately transpired. And then let's go to tip number three. If for some reason you weren't able to ask for a referral prior to the deal closing or immediately after the deal closing, no worries. You can always ask for a referral throughout the customer journey with you. So here's how I do it. When I'm doing my check-in to make sure that they are consistently happy and I've delighted the customer and they're happy with our service or our product or what have you, I'll roll into the conversation. You know, Mr. Johnson, I'm so pleased that you're enjoying the new product. You know, can you put me in touch with anyone else who you believe would appreciate the same experience that you've enjoyed up until this point with using our service? So that may be a way that I may ask for a referral throughout the customer journey. So I hope you find these tips helpful. Always remember, asking for referrals or getting referrals don't just happen. You have to be purposeful about it. For more helpful hints, feel free to check out StephanieChung.com. And in the meantime, remember, you're smarter than you think, much cooler than they ever told you. Now let's get out there and sell something.